A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June 27th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about colon cancer.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandevele.com, and www.voashona.com.
He's in South Africa where he's undergoing chemotherapy. As you know, Blessing, he has just issued a statement to the people of Zimbabwe saying that on the 6th of May, he went to South Africa and he was diagnosed with cancer of the colon. But as you know, there are several procedures that are involved after a diagnosis. So as we speak, he went back to South Africa last Sunday and he's undergoing chemotherapy.
Colon cancer is cancer ye matumbu. Kune matumbu madiki, kune matumbu mahombe aye. Saka normally colon cancer, we are talking of zvidumbu zvihombe riya. Gomarara rematumbu, semamwe makensa akawanda, zvizhinji hazvizikanwi. Asi dzimwe dzenguva zvinoonekwa kuti mararamiro atinoita.
Kubaluleke kakhulu ukuthi umuntu njalo nje ayohlolwa ukwenzela ukuthi mangabe iyaqala imvukuzane lapho eqala khona kube le ndlela zokuthi ilatshwe ise ingakazi memetheke, ngoba nxa ingakazi memetheke kuyandisa ukuthi kube nezindlela zokuthi mhlawumbe ingasuswa nje sithi ngesilungu i-cure iphele nje emzimbeni completely.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about colon cancer.
Zimbabwe's long-time opposition leader, Moken Tsvangirai, has revealed that he is suffering from colon cancer. The 64-year-old Tsvangirai said in a statement today that he was diagnosed last month in South Africa and had undergone what he called a very successful operation. He said he will undergo further medical procedures, including chemotherapy treatments that he began this week.
In an exclusive interview last week, Tsvangirai actually told Studio 7 that every Zimbabwean must regularly visit doctors, and he was hoping that this diagnosis would be a teachable moment for most Zimbabweans. Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, kunja looking for it. Yes, Gibbs, onguka hama wadiwa nasi, tira utitinge tichitaura nezwe chirwere chegomarara rematumbu. Izvi zvinotevera mashoko aturwa kuvatori venhau nhasi nemutungamiri webato reMDC vaMorgan Tsvangirai, vachiti vane chirwere ichochi chegomarara. Uye pari zvino vari kuSouth Africa, uko vari kurapwa vachitwa inonzi chemotherapy, ndeyekupuhwa mapiritsi munhu achinwa. VaTsvangirai patakambotaura navo svondo rapera vakativo zvakakosha kuti vanhu vapote vachienda kunoongororwa naana chiremba kuti vasazoende kunorapwa dambudziko rakomba. Gibbs.
Yehambe Zulu kandaba sizwile namhlanje ke nxa kade lilalele eredweni kumbe ngithi ke emsakazweni lapho sikhulume khona ngokuthi umnumzana uMorgan Tsvangirai uthi ule mkhuhlane wemvukuzane. Uthi umkhuhlane lo usemathunjini lokho ngazani kuyamhlupha sibili. Kuhamba khona ngale ke eSouth Africa basebesithi ungazani ula umkhuhlane lowo. So ke uthi uqalisile lokho kuthiwa yi-chemotherapy kona ngale eSouth Africa. So sifuna ukwazi ngani ukuthi uzwa ngani ukuthi kambe likubona njani lokhu njalo lokuthi kambe umkhuhlane we-colon cancer ubanjwa njani. Silethe ngokuthi sizathola ke odokotela abazabe besicebisa namhlanje ukuthi kambe umkhuhlane lowo ungabe kuyini njalo umemetheka njani.
Of course, the problem in Zimbabwe is the research, and therefore sometimes it's difficult to get accurate surveys and statistics, but what we can say is that this colorectal cancer is the third leading cause of cancer in males and fourth in females here in the United States of America. And Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is Dr. Joshua Sibanda, a medical practitioner. Dr. Sibanda, good evening.
Gifted in 2 minutes.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Sibanda. Gibbs, maybe you can start the ball rolling.
So, Dr. Sibanda, can we talk about some of these cancers? You know, we have been told that Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai is suffering from the cancer of the colon. So, maybe can you tell the public what this is all about?
A cancer is a very broad subject, but generally speaking, any part of the body can develop cancer. So this particular cancer that we are talking about is the cancer of the colon, which is the cancer of the large intestines, the small and large intestines, the cancer of the large intestines. There are a few cancers where people can be screened in advance to pick them up before they quite extensive and they've spread throughout the body. In some instances, before the cancer actually forms and starts, you can pick it up. This includes cancer of the cervix, breast cancer in some instances, and the prostate cancer, and the colon cancer. These cancers do have certain things that they undergo first before they are fully formed as cancers. Mm-hmm. So that gives an opportunity for people to be screened in advance, especially the at-risk groups, because screening everyone may actually be not financially viable and it may be difficult. So there are specific groups that you tend to target so that you can be effective and cost-effective in screening for these cancers.
Mm-hmm.
If I could talk particularly about the colon cancer,
yes,
at length, it is a growth inside the large intestines. This growth starts most of the time, almost always, as a small pimple that we call a polyp. It's a small growth that is common in many people who walk around. Some of those growths do not develop into cancer, but some of them proceed to develop into a fully fledged cancer. So because of that small pimple that grows, when a person is screened or is examined by certain machines and cameras, we are able to pick up those pimples and be able to intervene before it develops into a cancer. But in the unfortunate event that that pimple or polyp is progressed into a cancer, if it's picked early also, there's a possibility of curing it, but if it's picked late, the cancer may have spread to the surrounding organs, and the treatment may be just palliative treatment and supportive treatment just to make the patient feel better, not that you have cured it.
Mm-hmm.
If I can go at length about some of the things that the risk factors, they include there's genetic predisposition. That means some cancers run within families. There are certain families where these cancers are common, and we call those polyposis syndromes. And then there are some races where they are more common, like in Asia and in the people of light skin, the Caucasians, they would be more common than in the African states. But we must note that this distribution is due by and large to dietary patterns and lifestyles, which include such things as what sort of food we eat. A high protein diet tends to be to some extent a risk factor to the cancer. The other thing that would be important is high fat diet, things like smoking and excessive intake of alcohol. All those are risk factors for cancer. And then in terms of the early symptoms of the condition. They include discomfort, unusual discomfort in the stomach, but sometimes there is no symptom at all. It's just an incidental finding in a patient. But the important symptoms include a change in bowel habit. If somebody goes to the toilet in a particular way and suddenly there's an unexplained change and that person is over 50 years of age, that is an alarm symptom that warrants an investigation. The other important things would be constipation, difficulty passing stool, and diarrhea or loose stools or watery stools, and such things as blood stains on the stools are an important thing.
Thank you so much, and please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about cancer in general, but specifically we are talking about colon cancer. Of course, this is after Zimbabwe's opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, announced today in a press statement that he is suffering from colon cancer. And we are now being joined by Amai Junior Mavu of the Cancer Association of Zimbabwe. Amai Mavu, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Just briefly, Amai Mavu, tell us about your association, the Cancer Association of Zimbabwe.
Okay. The Cancer Association of Zimbabwe is a non-profit making organization which started in 1961. Mm-hmm. It was specifically started by a group of cancer survivors and volunteers who came together in the their purpose was to assist each other after a cancer diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And ever since, we've been doing cancer awareness, cancer prevention, supporting cancer patients, and not financially, but in terms of counseling, psychological support, emotional support. We are a small organization, and we are funded mainly by well-wishers and, you know, people who can, general public, who donate to the Cancer Association of Zimbabwe.
Talking about your reach, you have offices where exactly in Zimbabwe?
Our offices are in Livingstone Avenue, number 60, Livingstone Avenue, just behind the tall building, tall government building.
Mm-hmm. So it's only in Harare?
In Harare, there's an office in Bulawayo, so it's Harare and Bulawayo.
Okay, so those two major cities.
Those two major cities, yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Mai Mavu, titi gaga nechishona kuti titarisa izvo zvirwere zvekancer izvi. Zvizva munokurudzira vanhu kuti vange vachiita sesangano kuti vakwanise kunge vachiziva kuti pada vanenge vakuda kubatwa nezvirwere zvegomarara.
All right. Cancer or gomarara chirwere chinogona kubata chero munhu mukuru, wana wadiki, and chinobata chero nhengo yemuviri. Hapana nhengo yatinogona kuti haibatwi necancer. Cancer dzakasiyana-siyana, saka zvinodzikonzerawo zvinogona kusiyana, asi kazhinji kacho ilifestyle yemunhu inowanzo kuwandudza kumuita cancer kwemunhu kana kuti kusaita cancer kwemunhu. Manga muchitaura nezvekolon cancer, inova cancer yematumbu makuru mukati memiviri medu. Mumiri medu mune mataipi maviri ematumbu, matumbu mahombe anonzi large intestine kana kuti matumbu madiki anonzi small intestine. Saka colon cancer inowanzobata matumbu mahombe. Kanotanga kari kamhopo kanenge karimo kachikura kusvika kazoita cancerous, but hatisi kuti isusu mhopo dzese dzinenge dziri cancerous. Dzimwe mhopowo dzinenge dzisiri cancer, but dzimwewo dzinenge dziri cancer. Tichiuya pazvinhu zvinokonzera cancer, sezvanazotaura kuti cancer dzakasiyana-siyana, saka zvinhu dzinozvikonzerawo zvakasiyana-siyana. Tichinyanya kutarisa nezvecommon cancer, hazvinyatsozivikanwa kuti chiini chaicho chinogona kuzvikoza, asi kune zvinhu zvinofungidzirwa kunzi pada zvinogona kuti mukana wemunhu wekuti aite colon cancer uwande. Zvinhu zvakaita sechikafu chatinodya, tikatarisa mazuva ano taakunyanya kudya chikafu chiri western, mafast foods, taakuita zvinhu zvechiwestern. Tikadzokera kutsika nemagariro edu, chikafu chaichisidyiwa nevakuru vedu, high fiber, low fat diet. Ndiyo inowa ndiokurudzirwa kuti vanhu vadye kuti varege kuwandudza mukana wavo wekuti vaite cancer. Dzimwe cancer dzacho dzinowanikawo mudzimhuri. Ndangobva chiremba vachitaura zvakare kuti dzimwe cancer dzacho ikoloni iyo inogona kunga ichifamba mumhuri imwe chete iyoyo, kuti kana baba wenyu wakarwara necancer ikoloni mumhuri imomo, mikana yekuti mamwe vana vemo varware necancer yematumbu inogona kunga yakakura. Things like obesity, kuita mwiri muhombe, kupota fodya, kumwa hwahwa wakawanda, zvese izvo kumwa hwahwa, zvese izvo zvese zvinogona kuwanisa mukana wekuti munhu aite cancer. Upenyu hwatakuita mazuva ano takungobva mutandopinda kumotikari todhiraivha tosvika pabasa topaka topinda mubasa toswera takagara pacheya manheru topera zvemotikari tobva pakumba tosvika togara. Kaupenyu kakadaro ikoko kanokurudzirazve zvakare kuti vanhu vaite cancer. Tinofanira kunga tichiexesaiza, kufamba, kurima, kutambawo bhora, kutambawo imwe mitambo inoita kuti mwiri igare yakasimba. Zvakare kukura kwatinenge tichiita muno, tinoona kuti colon cancer inowanzobata vanhu vati kurei 50 years and above. Zvimwe zvezvinhu zvekuti by divhechi yekuti muri kukura zvinogona kukonzeresa kuti acancer.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Mai Mavhu, rambai henyu muri paRunare Gibbs.
Yes, lo munumzana ke uPeace Spanda oseBotswana. Baba Spanda, ungautshona njani?
Ndifonile tinge ndichona njani.
Usitshonile baba. So ungathini ke ngodaba lolo?
Mina ngikhuluma ngifuna ukuthi sikhazisele abantu bakithi ekhaya ukuthi uyazi ukuthi ubaba uphangerayo ngendlela asihloniphe ngayo esazisa ukuthi kaphilanga kuyinto enhle kakhulu phambi kokuthi bukankulunkulu. Ngoba uyabona nxa kuthiwa uyi-leadership kufanele ukuthi ube ngumuntu lwana ozibonakalisa ebantwini ngempilo oyiphilayo phakathi kwabantu, uhloniphe bona abantu yibo ohlezi labo. Ngoba nxa sikhangela ukhulu, ukhulu uhlalile lapha awawa e-airport kodwa wathi abantu bengakhulumi into abayikhangileyo. Manje asisoni ukuthi yena engasitshela ukuthi lapha yakhona welatshwani ngoba kafuni lento abantu abayikhangele ukuthi bayazi. Okutshengisa ukuthi idemokhrasi emuntwini onjalo kayikho, kodwa esikukhulekelayo kuba buthwanirayile sikhulekela ukuthi uNkulunkulu afake isandla sakhe ukuze aze asikhulule phakathi kwe-ebhiphe le esikiyo, ngoba nxa sikhuluma sisegangeni kubuhlungu babatuki. Sesilahlile abantwana yelizwe lethu elingenabakhokheli, kukhathesa amatisha kabaholi, kodwa ama-15 billion acatha acatshiswa kuyini? Yikuswela inhlonipho nokuthi uhlonipha abantu khona kuqakathekile phambi kwabo sokuba kaNkulunkulu, khona vele kuqala ngawe ukuhlonipha.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Sibanda, kodwa wena uyakwazi ukuthi umkhuhlane wemvukuzane ume njani?
Ya, bengingakwazi ngikhona ngizwisise kuhle namuhla ukuthi yizigaba ezizima okunjani emuntwini ophilayo nxa engazikhanelisi yena ukuthi azifunele impilo yakhe.
Hayi, kuyazwakala kakhulu Sibanda, sibongile mntu mdala.
Nami ngibongile tu.
Ye, ungathiyonela kusasa.
Amen.
Hayi, lawo kube njalo ke mnumzana. So what you are saying is that he's happy that Mr. Tswangirai actually made the public announcement about this issue, you know, and he's saying that the same should be said by the president. If ever he's going out of the country, he should tell people where he's going and why he's going there. He says he may not be going to Asia every time without anything affecting him. So he should come up.
Before we take our next caller, maybe let's just go back to Dr. Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, how is it significant that someone like a prominent person like Mr. Tswangirai has come out to say, well, I am suffering from colon cancer? How significant is this?
That would naturally be very important because he's a role model. And as such, whatever utterances comes out of him, it's got an impact in the general population. It is a very important and effective tool of conscientizing the public about health issues. I think it's actually commendable. But let me hasten to say that the public programs in Zimbabwe of awareness in general, as far as I remember, have been excellent until recent years, implementing such things as contraception, awareness about HIV and condoms and so on and so forth. So the groundwork has been done. I think what's important is to pick the important conditions that are prevalent and get the people to be aware of them, and the issue of village workers and people who are in the populations and the actual communities to actually own these programs and be involved. Because an issue like this is a national issue. It's everyone's responsibility in such a way that if it's pioneered very well from the community level, trickling down to the family level and to schools, these programs would be effective, and they are quite easy to implement. The screening programs, if the awareness have been, you know, done.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. There is a question. I think this is directed to you, Dr. Sibanda, before we take our next caller. Somebody wrote here on our WhatsApp page. He says, I am a man aged 36 years and I have a problem of continually urinating just small drops of urine with pain and bladder pain every time. And there is left on my left side of the stomach every time I visit my doctor. He says it's urinary infection.
Urinary tract infections are not common in males. They mm-hmm. do happen. They are more common in females. So if there is a recurrent urinary tract infection, it's important for the underlying cause to be evaluated. Things like if there is something that's obstructing the flow of the urine, for example, sometimes there is infections that are in the tube for passing urine that actually cause a scar, and that scar makes it difficult for urine to pass. So if a doctor, a general practitioner, sees that patient coming again and again, it's important for them to refer them to a specialized unit where they're going to do specific x-rays, which will actually show us the anatomy of the urinary tract, and so that we can pick up the reason why someone has got a recurrent urinary tract infection. The other things that would possibly cause a urinary tract infection to come again and again include a low immunity. If the immune system is low, there is a tendency for infections to be recurrent. Things like diabetes can also cause that, and the other things, HIV itself, if the immune system is not responding to treatment, mm-hmm. there will be recurrent urinary tract symptoms. So I would like to urge this gentleman or lady to actually go to maybe a specialist so that he can get further tests to evaluate why he has these symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that. Regatende kuna mkoma Isaac. Magadi mkoma Isaac. Isaac Mupinyuri. Aiwa, tirinani tipeo pfungwa dzenyu mukoma Isaac.
Yebo. Ndipo zvangu ndichanda tsara zvakwana kuti vatangira ida mwana vakumburira varapwa zvakanaka madokita akuvakira. Vabatsire murimuri zvakanaka kuti ndiwo kuti Zimbabwe. Kuti vatangirai vachigara vachitaura marari kuti ah, kuye mugaba anongobuda achingoenda kunze kwenyika uyu asi ndaudza kuti ari kurwarei. Ndavairi munhu kana uri mukuru wenyika uri munhu wevanhu imazinon kuti tidiri kunesa aaaimbo kuti inini kana ndakange ndarwara kana ndasanga nedambudziko nyika isagadzikana ndinotaurira nyika kuti ndarware chii ndatangira vabuda pakona kunyange ndandiia kuti vamwe mutungamiri wangu anotaita kufamangwana ndavutitaiwa mwari kuaaniraese mapore nokuti vabuda pachena varatidza zvinzo dzekudhasiki munyika aridazi enyika vanhu vari strategic havafanira kungoita zvinhu zvavo vega sesanamugadezvekuti zuva nezuva vanenge vari kunzuka
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Nkoma Isaac nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda. Of course, that was Isaac Mupinyuri. He says it is very important for leaders to show leadership. You know, if they are not feeling well, they should tell people the nature of their ailment. And, of course, it's between the person and the doctor. And it's up to you if you want the public to know. But he's saying it's important, you know, that you do that, Gibbs.
Let's turn to Junior Mavu. Can you tell us, when somebody is diagnosed of cancer, what happens next? You know, do you help in any way as the association?
Sorry?
Do you help any person that has been diagnosed of having cancer in any way?
Yes, as I said in my introduction, that Cancer Association, we don't help financially because we are also a non-profit making organization. Mm-hmm. But what we do is we help them emotionally, psychosocial support. We have support groups that they can come and meet others, cancer patients. We do have few organizations that donate drugs, cancer drugs. So in the event that they come to us and we have that drug in stock, yes, we'll give them if they can't afford to buy cancer drugs.
Thank you so much.
Psychosocial support.
Thank you so much. Mai Mavu, please do stay on the line. Tinemwe muteereri Gibbs Vamhuka. Makadi Vamhuka.
Ndinofara makadini Mukoma Blessing.
Aiwa, isu tirinani zvemutowa kumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinobva kurovera maoko zvikuru baba vatsvangirai nokubuda pachena kwavaita pamusoro pechirwere chiri kuvashungurudza kuti vaziisawo nyika zviri kuvabata. Chechipiri hangu ndaichida kuziva kuti ko icho chirwere ichi chechikensa ichi tokurudzirwa hedu kuti timbonochekwa, timbonoonekwa nana chiremba, asi ndiona sekuti zvinodawo mari yakati zvino zvongoita vasina mari vanoita seiwo kuti vanobatsirwa.
Ndo zvataurwa manzwa zvataurwa kana Mai Mavhu. Tisati aenda kuti muende kunorapwa, vanga vachitaura kuti zvamunodyawo chikafu chakare chataidya chiya chamugaiwa nemimwe miriwo yakare iri nani pane kuenda kunana McDonald's uko nemamba fast foods kuexercise vatiwo kwakakosha. Ndo zvimwe zvezvimwe zvavari kutaura, handiti?
Ya, izvozvo ndazvinzwa. Asiko rubatsiro toti wangokaruka zvimwe zvirwere ndezvekuti kudzinza zvinongobvawo kudzinza kamwe zvimwe zvisingo zvazvo zvisingabudiri azvizokwanisa kubudirawo pauri. Saka zvinenge zvakaita kana zvabuda iniwo handinawo kana chimwe chekuzvibatsirawo nacho, ndinoita sei kuti ndione vana chiremba.
Ndo zvimwe zvatatataura naamai Junior Mavhu achiti pane sangano ravo riripo rethe Cancer Association of Zimbabwe riri kuna Livingstone kumwarare omo.
Okay.
Vanogona kubatsirawo neadvice asi
kunyatsonzwisisa ikwapo nokuti haisi kunyatsobata zvakanaka naka pane kamwe kari kupindira.
Okay, asi chimbobata itira kuti mumbotaure naMai Mavhu kana tambotora kabreak mbichana Vamhuka. Ramba henyu makabata. And of course, for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to our Facebook page, the www.voashona.com, English, and also Ndebele. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube. To Tatenda, Aruta Orashona, I can see.
Tatenda, yes. Stay on the line, Tatenda.
And Dr. Spanda, Zabtelukto Megazani, Zakumala Vesus Hambelange.
And Mai Mavhu, yes. Please do stay on the line.